Welcome to the Fundraising Leadership Podcast, Episode 3, with Janice.
And David.
And Sylvia.
So this week we're going to talk about a great blog post that David recently wrote about how to hire and then also retain great fundraisers. So David, I'm curious, like what made that come to mind for you? What are you passionate about this topic?
That's a great question, Janice. I believe one of the most important things that managers and leaders do is, you know, enroll others and hire others onto their teams. And that process of, you know, hiring someone is so important to success. Yeah. And I definitely have some opinions about how to do that.
Tell us your opinions, David.
Yeah, so thanks. So here's the thing. A lot of folks, when they interview people for positions on their team, they often are screening people for qualifications and an experience. And that's like only the first step in a great interviewing process. All right. So you that is absolutely essential. You have to go farther than that. I'm asserting, this is the radical contention here, that especially in today's environment, that you actually have to interview people about their character and get to know them and what their qualities are like. Yeah.
Yeah. And we did some work recently. We had a lot of fun creating a free leadership assessment where we came up with 9 qualities. So why don't we unpack a couple of those to give people a sense of what we're talking about?
Yeah. Well, one of them is learning from failure. So one of the qualities of great fundraisers and great fundraising leaders is that they learn from failure.
Mm. Yeah. So it sounds, David, that it's not so much about the titles and the experience. It's more about the attitude.
Yeah.
So what are for you like the most important attitudes that needs to be considered when interviewing a potential fundraiser?
Yeah. Great question, Sylvia. So like with this quality of learning from failure, you can ask a question like in an interview. So like, let's just back it up. So in the recruiting process, you want to screen people for qualifications, right? You want to look at their resumes and make sure they have the experience you're looking for. And then you want to maybe do some phone screening and talk about that to narrow down your field of possible candidates. But when you bring people face to face, I'm asserting that you have to actually interview them around their character. So for example, in learning from failure, like you can ask a question. So tell us a time when something failed miserably. That you, first of all, that totally, like people will have a very hard time confessing their failures. And if they're not willing to do that, then they don't have, you know, humility. So there's another flag, red flag for you. But if you can get them to say, well, here's a time when I failed and here's what I learned from it, then that's the essential quality, is they can actually remember their failures and then tell you, you know, how they harvested all the learnings.
Mm. Yeah. And I like that so much better than, you know, often you get asked like your weakness and then everybody kind of says something that's really kind of a strength.
Lame-o. Yeah, like, I'm gonna tell you a strength that's a weakness. Lame-o.
I'm too much of a perfectionist, you know, or something like that. So yeah, it to have someone go to something they've experienced. I mean, if you ask someone to tell you a time you experienced failure, like they have to really, you know, go in there and find a time. So that's great. Mm. What else?
Yeah. Another good one I like to ask, and it's another one of the qualities in the assessment that we created, is what we call going the extra mile. And so like, I'll just ask you guys, like, why don't you share a time when you've gone the extra mile for someone? That's how you ask the question.
That's a very good one. Exactly. Because is that here, it's like you can see how creative, you know, the fundraiser can be and, you know, what's the extra effort they can, you know, put into place to achieve the result or to reinforce the relationship with the donor. So that's, there's a lot to say about that. What do you think, Janice?
Yeah. I mean, so one thing I thought of was, I worked at a fundraising consulting firm and my manager, who I greatly respected and really wanted her to be successful, was suddenly charged with like creating an entirely new line of business, you know? So there was some excitement, but nervousness. It was something we hadn't done before. And, you know, so she brought me in to kind of talk about it. And I was just like, leave it with me. The team's going to figure it out. Like, we'll, you know, give us a week. We'll be back. And we really did. Like, we thought creatively. You know, we had sort of a new database. And so we thought about like, how could we use this database to actually support us? Cause we didn't build it to do that, but suddenly it was like, oh, like there's so much potential here. So I think for me, that's one moment where I went the extra mile. And part of that was, you know, when you're inspired by your leader, then it's more fun and easy to go the extra mile. And also when you really enjoy your teammates, because I had a lot of fun and we all had very different strengths. And so you touch on that too in the article, David, which I love, which is like when you create a fun and playful kind of environment, then people take challenges as like, ooh, juicy, you know, I get to do something new. And also it's like, we're making it up from the beginning. And so it might not go well, and that's okay. You know, like there's a lot of, was my extra mile story.
Well, I love that example, Janice. And one of the, what I love about it is, you know, you demonstrated the quality so well, right? Like when you're leading a team, you want to know that, like, you don't have to do everything. That's why there are other people on the team. And when you say like, we got this, and you come back to your boss and you say, here's what we created. And it goes well beyond what your boss had imagined, like it's the wow factor.
Yeah. And I think I remember her saying to me, like, what was most impactful for her was just how excited we were, because she was a bit like, oh, suddenly I'm putting this whole new thing on you and you already have a lot to do. And so for her, like, that was the part that was most joyful, was like, not only did you guys say, okay, we'll figure it out, it was like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is the extra. A lot of times the extra mile is like just doing your work in a way that's like much more inspired and positive.
And it sounds like it requires like a lot of courage, you know, like really taking risks and behaving as a leader. And as a leader, the fundraiser is always a choice. So you can make a difference by also enrolling the other people, as you are telling in your story. So it's not only about kind of receiving instructions, it's also about being a fundraiser who's living the print in the project, in the team, and of course inspiring your colleagues and having fun, as you said. Mm-hmm. I think it's very nice what you said, Janice.
Yeah.
So I think that's like, we wanted to give you a flavor of a couple of these qualities. Here's something you can try. Go to the Fundraising Leadership website, take the assessment. You'll see how you measure up on these 9 qualities, essential qualities of fundraising leaders. And then there'll be a description for each one of them. And you can then start to interview people that you're hiring, asking questions around these character qualities. So that's it for our podcast today. Now go put it into practice.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Enjoy.